time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Thursday, everybody. It's beautiful. It was cloudy this morning. It was just nice. It was good. Better than the 95, 96 I seen on my truck temperature deal yesterday. Let's get into this. Weather, temperatures-wise, 71 at Hollis, 72 at Hobart, 69 at Bessie, 69 at Woodward, 74 seems to be the warmest place in western Oklahoma right now, and that's at Beaver, Oklahoma. And I got your Beaver Stockyards sale report from Tuesday coming up here in just a little bit. And out here in the Panhandle of Texas, 73 at Lipscomb, 74 at Dozer, 71 at Odell, and Childress, you're 72 degrees. All right. Okay, so I've had a request to re-explain what I explained yesterday on the mezzanet as far as humidity goes for baling hay. So if you haven't got it, you need to download the mezzanet, the Oklahoma mezzanet app on your phone. And I'll check into the Texas, West Texas mezzanet deal. It's not as easy to use as the Oklahoma one yet, but I think they're working on it. So open up the Oklahoma mezzanet on your phone, and what you'll end up, it'll show it to be your observed forecast. And the reason why I'm telling you or working with you guys on this deal is it makes it a lot simpler to use, because like my phone comes up Eric or Elk City, because those are the closest to mezzanet sites to me. And Eric might be showing 40% humidity, but 6 miles or 5 miles or even 4 miles away to the east, it might be in the high 50s. You just don't know. So it's hard to go by this. So at the bottom of your phone, it says maps. You hit that one. You scroll down under all maps and go to the dew point and humidity one. And at the very top, it has the one that says relative humidity. And you open that up, zoom into your county or right into the area where you're at, and it gives you different colors of what the humidity is doing. Like right now, you're not going to be baling any hay anywhere west of Oklahoma, 35 right now, for sure. So, but it'll actually, the darkness, the color of the screen will help you out a little bit. It might be 38% humidity at Elk City, but at Carter, it might be 59 or 60%. You can tell by the color of your screen on there, and it'll help you. Like I said the other night, no matter what the weather bug said or the mezzanet said, it said it's going to be dry all night. And Cotton King called me to ask me a question on it, and I just happened to bring that up. Like, dang, I got out of my chair and went out there and got on the tractor, and it wasn't too far from the house, a quarter mile, and got on the tractor and start baling hay. And I was going to sit there all night, not thinking it was going to go in the case. So that humidity map on the Oklahoma mezzanet is really great tool to use if you can get it on your phone. And you should be able to get it on your phone. So hope that explains it again to everybody how to use the humidity map. Okay, what else is going on? I have a young lady in here from Canute here next segment, and a surprise guest going on for you. I really enjoyed the Snayberger young men yesterday. They did a really good job. Talk about it's hard to find kids working hard as those two boys are there, and got so much going on. They do skulls. They got chickens, are raising eggs and to sell, raising chicken chicks to sell. And I guess they'll go gather their eggs, not pick their eggs up. But and they got that going on. And what else? They got something else going on. Oh, trapping turtles. Really, it was a really fun show yesterday. I enjoyed them being on. All right, let's see what happened in our big old world of agriculture overnight. Let's see here. Soybean futures dropped in overnight trading, followed by soy oil lowered after a surprise build in the U.S. crude oil inventories. Crude stockpiles rose by 3.5 million barrels to 441.8 million in the week through May 9th, according to data from the EIA, which is the Energy Information Administration. Soybean oil is used in biofuel production, meaning increases in crude oil inventories will sometimes be met with falling oilseed prices. Crude oil was down 3.6%. Brent futures dropped 3.4%. And palm oil was down 1.6% in overnight trading. Also weighing in on oil futures overnight were prospects for a nuclear deal with Iran. Iran officials said Wednesday they were willing to work on a deal with the U.S. in exchange for lifting economic sanctions. The U.S. and Iran are on a fourth round of talks in Oman and a bid to hammer out a deal. Do you guys see what's all going on over there in the Middle East with all these high-powered AI people and rich, you know, the big CEOs from all Google and Elon was there and all these people from all over there. I think it was cool, kind of cool to watch. And President Trump, they rolled out the purple carpet, and then at the end of his speech they were playing YMCA. So I don't know, some crazy stuff going on right now. Let's see here. And another thing is they've tried to work these deals out with Iran in the last two decades and none of them's ever panned out. So I'm not sure. I'm not optimistic about the Iran USA deal. I'm really not. But soybean futures for July delivery dropped 15 and three quarter cents to 10.62 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up 6.40 to 298.30 a short ton, and soy oil plunged 3 cents to 49.32 cents a pound. Corn futures for July delivery fell one penny to $4.44.5 a bushel. Wheat futures lost a penny to 5.23. and three quarters a bushel, while Kansas City futures fell a quarter of a cent to 5.22 and three quarter cents a bushel. I just happened to check the stock market about 12:30, and the soybeans had dropped 10 cents in the first 30 minutes after Chicago and Kansas City opened. Pretty crazy stuff. Well, today is Thursday. We're going to talk a little bit about the ethanol inventories. Ethanol output plunged in the lowest level in more than a year, while inventories came up week to week. According to data from the EIA, production of the biofuel dropped to an average of 993,000 barrels a day in the week that ended on May 9th, the agency said in a weekly report. That's down from 1.02 million barrels the previous week and the lowest since 7 days that ended May the 3rd, 2024. Output in the Midwest, by far the largest producing region, fell to 933,000 barrels per day on average. That's down from 968,000 barrels prior week. West Coast production was down by 1,000 barrels to average at 9,000 barrels a day. That was kind of the entirety of any of the losses. East Coast output was unchanged at 12,000. Rocky Mountain production was up 1,000 barrels a day to 11,000. Output in the Gulf Coast surged to average at 28,000 barrels per day, and that's up from 20,000 the previous week. Ethanol inventories through May 9th, meanwhile, increased to 25.445 million barrels. That's up from 25.191 million barrels the week prior, and the largest level in 3 weeks, according to the EIA. Weather-wise, according to the National Weather Service, looks like just a lot of strong winds, basically in Dakotas, Nebraska, Minnesota, and Iowa, I guess basically along Interstate 80. So if you're driving a semi up there, taking some cattle up there today, be careful. She's going to be windy. It looks like gusts up to 50 miles an hour. And that's what we have it here. Well, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay, it wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because there's nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
I've told multiple people that have business ideas that come in, I said, bring me everything you got, even if it's scratched on a napkin, and it doesn't have to be professional looking. I want to see what you went through because I want to help you and then at least give them my 2 cents. The loan's going to stand on its own. You know, I'm not going to decide based off you brought this on a napkin. The point is if they've thought it through, it makes you more comfortable. You get more comfortable with them. They also get more comfortable with you because you're going to point out things that they may have thought of, didn't put down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, my guest has showed up. This is great. First of all, let's check out some weather in the Panhandle of Texas, Canadian. 70 degrees, and why is that not up? There we go. It's currently 70 degrees, humidity's 36, dew point's 42. The winds are out of the southwest at 6 with gusts up to 8 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 38 miles an hour. I don't remember when that was. It was during the night. I had some tree limbs down in my house this morning in the driveway that wasn't down when I went to bed last night. So it must have been pretty rough through there. I was sleeping like a dog. Month-to-date precipitation, 2.85 inches of rain, and 8-inch soil temperature, 69 degrees. Hang on, Sarah. Let me make sure. I got you. Yep, here we go. We got to get you live. You're live. Fix your hair and don't pick your nose, okay? All right. I have a young lady in here from the Canute FFA chapter, Sarah Meisner, and I'm glad you came in early so I could get your name straight. Because your dad must have been thinking of something else the other night. Because I really never did. You know, your brother, I know him. And your mom's in the studio, but she's not coming on live with us. She'll get mad at us because we'll mess with her. But welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hi, thank you.
All right. And Sarah, you are your dad and mom, they have a custom harvest crew over here between Elk City and Canute. Let's see, David's not on the U.S. Custom Harvest Board anymore, is he?
Yes, he is. He's actually the board advisor right now, and so this is probably going to be his last year.
Okay, because he was president last year, right?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. I knew I was on the right track. And we're going to talk about him here in just a minute, see if we can get him some help. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, because today, about once or twice a week now, I'm going to, for harvest people that are working around Elk City, if they're looking for harvest crews, I'm going to advertise. They're looking for some. Maybe some of these high school kids will hear it, or their parents say, hey, I got a job for you. Yeah. So have you ever been on custom harvest?
Yes. Actually, I've gone on harvest every year since I was a little baby, and I've always really enjoyed going on harvest.
What was your job last year? Anything and everything?
Last year, I stayed at home and I helped make sure that I did like cooking and cleaning and doing laundry. And I also like to drive the pickup with the header trailer from field to field.
Right. I got you. So how far north have you been on harvest?
All the way to a little bit away from the Canadian border in North Dakota.
All right. What were you guys combining up there? Spring wheat?
Yes.
I got you. And so is it an enjoyable, your little brother's pretty good at running, not your little brother, but your older brother's pretty good at running a combine.
Yes, and all my siblings are pretty good. Maria, my little sister, is actually, last year, she actually started driving the combine too, and she's pretty good at tractor and grain cars, so she really enjoys it.
How old is she?
She is 10 years old.
Okay, so you're 14 and you're in eighth grade. And school, is school out yet?
No, it will actually be out today.
Oh, okay. So you're over here partying with Jimmy, right?
Yeah.
Great last day. Well, here about, when was it, about a month ago, the Farm Expo, the Southwest Farm and Home Expo, you come walking in, and we had our KCO booth and Penny News booth set up right there as you walk in, and you had raffle tickets in your hand.
Yes.
And you were so cute, so sucker. You wasn't trying to push anything on me. So I bought a ticket from you. And what was that ticket for and how much was it?
Okay, so the ticket was $50 and it was for a raffle ticket. It was for the Canute Shooting Sports golf cart because we are trying to raffle off a golf cart to try to raise money so we can build a shooting sports range.
Right. And I bought one, didn't I?
Yes.
I almost took you up on the six for $250. And I thought, yeah, I need some eating money for the next couple of weeks, but I bought one ticket. Well, I actually thought the drawing, well, it was originally scheduled for May 4th. And then Canute baseball team made it to the playoffs. So you guys waited until the sports banquet the other night.
Yes.
Well, whose name did they draw?
They drew yours. So it was pretty cool to know that I was the one who sold you the winning ticket. You only bought one and still won.
Oh, I know. It was just, it was awesome because that whole 2 days at the show, your brother, he's quite the salesman. He'd make a good used car salesman.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
he was running around. Oh, come on, Jimmy, buy another. And I said, no, if I decide to buy another, I'm going to buy from your little sister because you're being mean to her, you know? And he really wasn't being mean. He was just harassing you. But anyway, that was thank you for selling me that ticket.
Well, thank you for buying it.
Yeah, because I was, I don't even know what I was doing. I think I was getting ready to go bale hay. And I got the text from Adam.
Yeah.
He's, you won a golf cart. And I won't repeat else what he said on that text message. And then Jeff, your ag teacher, texted me, you won the golf cart. So I was happy. So between you and your dad and me, we decided you need to come on the show and brag about that. So how did it feel?
Oh, it felt pretty good. When my dad came and he told me about it, me and my brother were going back and forth to see who sold it. And then my dad was like, well, Sarah sold it. And I was like, I told you.
Yeah, you did.
I was pretty happy. I thought it was pretty neat.
And they, so, how many tickets did you guys end up selling for the raffle?
So, we sold about 400 tickets.
Okay.
So, between all of us kids, we sold about 400 tickets.
That's pretty good at $50 a pop.
Yep.
And what were you raising the money for?
So we're trying to build a range for the Canute Shooting Sports, but because before we would have to go to Clinton or to Cordell, and so it was nice. It'll be nice now that we're going to be able to build a range. That way we can practice more and we'll be able to get better at shooting sports.
Right. Yeah, because shooting sports has become really popular in the last decade.
Yeah.
And you're on the shooting team, right?
Yes.
How many people are at Canute's on the shooting team?
I have to say probably, I think about 15 or so off the top of my head.
So how many events have you went and shot at so far?
I've shot at 2 events. I shot one for the FFA in El Reno, and then I shot one at Clinton, and I've gone to shooting sports practices for 4-H too.
Right. Well, I know your mom's sitting next to you.
Yeah.
And so you don't... I got your back here. So do you enjoy the shooting sports?
Yeah.
We had a conversation before she came on. I think mom and dad was making her do this to do something, but you could tell she's enjoying it. You wouldn't have been out there selling tickets like you was if you hadn't been involved in that.
No, for sure not. And I do enjoy it because I do like, it's fun because I like going places and, it's fun because my friends will come with me and stuff too.
Right. You got a cheering crowd, right?
Yeah.
So how many girls are on the shooting team at Canute?
Right now it's me and let me think here. 4 other girls. So 5 of us in total.
Oh, cool. That's good. I think it's great. I think it's, Western Oklahoma and from Jackson County all the way up here to Beckham County to Warsaw, all the way up into Woodward. We got some pretty good shooters in the western part of Oklahoma, and you can see by some of the results from like the 4-H shoots and the state and Merritt out here has got 2 or 3 championships hung on. So hopefully Canute can bring one of those.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool while you're in school.
Yeah.
Would you rub that in your brother's face too?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You guys sold 400 tickets, so you made some money because the golf cart wasn't free. You guys had to go buy the golf cart and stuff, so you made some money. But those little shooting ranges, the small ones all the way up to big, aren't cheap.
Yes.
And so you guys still need to raise some more money?
Yes. We made, through all the donations and the raffles, we made a little over half of what we need to make to build one house, and that is about $15,000. And we're hoping to build about 2. If you would like to donate at all, you can call Mr. Connor or text him at 580-821-6270.
Yeah. We need to get some of these guys making money off their cattle to make some donations, huh? Right?
Yeah.
So, it'd be great because it's just, you got kids that are showing livestock. You got kids that are building stuff because ag mechanics is becoming, Canute's really good on their ag mechanics stuff. And we got shooting. So I think it's important that if we have extra money, donate it to whether you want to do it to your favorite 4-H or your FFA chapter to help them do some of these products. What do you think?
Yeah, that would definitely be nice. And I want to say thank you to all those people who did buy a raffle ticket or they did donate because it really means a lot to us and we definitely couldn't do it without you.
Mom, is she going to be on the speech teams for the FFA? Are you going to do that?
I don't know. I might try it. I do enjoy speaking in public and I've always liked doing that. And so I might try it. I'll have to see.
So who do you guys, your brother's the same way.
And
he's not scared.
Oh, no, definitely
What about
not.
Your little sister?
No, I wouldn't say any of us kids are scared to speak or talk, especially since we have had the privilege of, speaking to different people and like through 4-H or even just when we're doing custom harvesting. You have to speak to a lot of different people, and so we definitely can't be afraid to do it.
Right. So do you guys get that from your mom or your dad?
I don't know. I feel like both of them are pretty good at speaking, probably more my dad because he's grown up with being a custom harvester too, so he's also had to speak a lot.
How about your grandpa from Germany? You get it from him? Because he's not...
Too.
He was year before last, he was on the show. He wasn't bashful.
Yeah.
So how many times have you been to Germany?
I don't know. I don't know how many times I've gone, but I've definitely gone
quite a few times. Yeah, sounds like it.
A lot
like
more
you
than
can't
most
count
people have.
Yeah. So you like it over there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's different in Germany than like Western Oklahoma? I don't even know if that's a fair comparison.
Yeah. I feel like Germany, I like how you can like, I feel like you can walk everywhere.
Yeah.
Because, and that's nice. And then like here, you know, it's kind of spread out. It's not as spread out over there.
Right.
And, I say it's definitely more wet because we normally like to go there in the wintertime, and I feel like it's always kind of like wet outside or foggy. And then I don't really know.
So, well, see, Germany's weather and here we're kind of on the same latitude, aren't we? Is it about the same? I mean, not. I know it's wetter in Germany, but is it winter there when it's winter here?
Yeah, but my friends live actually
north of the Canadian. Hang on, Mom. Let me turn this mic on for you so we can hear that explanation. Go ahead. Do it again.
Where my parents live, so it's winter then when it's winter here, but where they live is actually north of the Canadian border in comparison.
Okay. All right.
So it's way north. It doesn't get so cold there because they have the ocean that keeps it more
warm.
Moderate, I guess, is what I was always growing up calling it. And so it doesn't get extremely cold there in the winter time.
But it does get cold.
But I think what you guys think of Great Britain, England, how it's always rainy and, you know, always overcast, that's really how it is at my parents' place. But in the winter time, if you drive a vehicle, even at noon, the sun is right, like, right
there,
right
eye level.
You probably need sunglasses more in the winter than in the summer there. Because the sun is right in your eyes all the time. It feels like, you know.
Is that why you squint?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Well, Mom, while you're on the mic now, I want to compliment you and David for the way you guys raise your kids. They're all very nice and polite, and you know, that son of yours, he can get a little going on there, but anyway, he was running the combine over when he came over and harvested my true cow last year. He was very well organized with Dad gone. I mean, Dad was driving the truck and all that stuff, but he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he does. He does know his stuff.
Until he breaks down, and then he's got to call Dad.
Yeah, but even with breaking down, he does know a lot of stuff, because we had last year in North Dakota one of the guys, and he was from Germany, and he actually had a degree in agriculture mechanic, and he couldn't figure out what was right wrong with the combine. So Alexander went over there to look because David was doing something else, and he had wrapped a bunch of wire around something, and I'm like, okay, here a 16-year-old needs to come to this 25-year-old that has a degree in ag mechanics and need to figure out that he has a bunch of wire wrapped around his stuff. So he does really know stuff, and I have to say, he gets sometimes a little bit cocky. I think maybe comes with
that's what I was wanting to say a while ago, but
being a 16-year-old boy.
What I like about German women, we know where we stand with them. but he had a major breakdown over there. Not a major one, but a big belt broke down over there when there was combining my Triticale last year. And he had it apart by the time David got there with the part to fix it, the belt. Yeah.
He definitely knows his stuff. He can he can drive it good, but he also, if something is wrong, he can figure out. But you know, sometimes he does need David's help, of course.
What about you, Sarah? You handy with the hand tools?
Definitely not as much as Alexander.
Oh yeah, and but you're not scared to get your hands dirty?
No.
No,
I'll help them. I mean, if they ask me, I'll help them.
Are they all right? So your first year. This was your first year in FFA, correct?
Yes.
How about it? You liking it?
Yes, I am liking it. And actually, last week I got the privilege to go to the Oklahoma State FFA convention, and I had a lot of fun there. And I'm hoping to go next year.
Well, so you got any plans you want to try to do in FFA besides the shooting team? Speech? Are you going to go on a speech tour?
I don't know. I might try to do that. Also, Alexander has been doing the, like, the ag mechanics that you've been talking about, and I thought, you know, maybe I want to get into that because I do enjoy welding, and so I might like to do some of that too.
Oh, cool.
And he's done a good job so far, so hopefully I can too.
Oh, yeah. No, welding, everybody needs to know how to weld.
Yeah.
Because it helps with fixing stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Right, and then anything else you got planned? You're going to be an officer when you get the chance?
Yeah, I'll probably try to be an officer or something like that. Definitely want to try to do something there.
Well, that'll be good. And then let's see what else we got going on. What else you got? So you guys are getting ready to fire up for harvest, huh?
Oh, yeah. So we're hoping to do a little bit in May, but most of it's probably going to be in June this year.
Yeah, it looks like it's a couple weeks off still.
Oh, yeah.
Because do you guys go down south or you start right here?
We start around this area and then we'll go to Kansas and Nebraska.
So let's do a shout out for your dad. Do you got your dad's number memorized?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So help me out here. So the Meisner Harvest Crew is looking for an experienced hand. Is it one or two hands?
We could probably take two people.
Two people.
And even if they're inexperienced, we are willing to train.
Right.
Yes.
And if you don't have a CDL and you're 18 years old, David told me the other day that he'd help you get your CDL.
Yes.
So what else they need to know?
When you come, we'll make sure we'll feed you, so you don't have to worry about any of that, and you'll have a place to stay. You know, we'll have a place like to do laundry and stuff like that. So you don't really have to worry about anything, but come in with some clothes and some shoes, I hope. And then,
yeah, I'll bet it would, especially on Harvest Crew. About mosquito spray?
No, we got all that. So, yeah. I mean, if you need any of it. So, yeah, if you need anything, you could talk to us. And if you would like to come and help on our Harvest Crew, my dad's number is 580-374-3172.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, and then we got some more Harvest Crews. Colt Holton over. What is that? Colt's. I know it's known by Colt. Hang on. Let me. I got this picture. Hang on. Where'd it go? No, Colton Holt. I had Holt from over around Cordell. They got some Harvest Crews over there.
Okay.
Yeah, they're looking for some help too. And I was looking for Colt Holton, but it's Colton Holt. That's me. That's right. That's why I write stuff down during the show, because my brain goes cloud, dude. But yeah, so cool. Well, again, thank you for selling me the big ticket.
Thank you for buying the ticket. It definitely helps us a lot. And I'm very grateful for everybody who bought a ticket for me or anyone else. And I'm also grateful for all the people, you know, who helped, all those people on the shooting sports team who helped sell the tickets, or even my friend's grandma, Betty Finnell, helped me sell a lot of the tickets.
Oh,
and
did
I'm very
she?
Thankful for that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, she's a good person.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
And then so, yeah, and great. So you guys are probably going to have another raffle coming up maybe to help raise some more money so you can get that second house.
For sure. I think we'll probably do one. I'm not sure. I think Mr. Connor still has to, like, think about it and what we'd all do. But for sure, I think we're going to have another raffle sometime.
Let's see here. If you're talking about David Meisner, they came and harvested in 2008, which, you weren't even born then,
you? Alexander would have been I don't even know if Alexander would be born then yet, because he wasn't born until November of 08, so.
Yeah.
Might not even have had any kids yet.
Yeah, and let's see, when the river was flooded, Mommy, you remembering this, with the 4x4 combine, and really got me out of a bind. Great people. You remember that?
I'm not sure. I was pregnant at the time, so I was probably mostly home.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, I don't remember that. I'm sure David does. He has a memory like an elephant.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how do you have a memory like an elephant? Explain this saying to me, because I might have to start using this.
Isn't that a saying? It's a saying in Germany that elephants have like outstanding memory.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, I didn't know. That's why I'm asking.
Maybe it's a saying in Germany. We say, you know, you have a memory like an elephant if you have a good memory. David very well remembers stuff that I don't.
Yeah, sometimes people tell me I have a memory like a seashell, and there's not much memory in a seashell. But if you pick it up and listen to it, it talks to you. How's that? All right, Sarah, thank you so much for coming in. You're such a wonderful young lady, and your parents should be very proud of her. Even though they make her do the shooting sports, she actually likes it now. So, but anyway, yeah, cool. And thanks for selling me that ticket.
Yeah, thank you so much for letting me come on here and talk, and thank you all again for buying the tickets and helping us build a range.
Awesome. Good. Big shout out to, I'm going to get him in trouble. One of my listeners, one of my favorite kids, Brady Vault. He's skipping school today and he's in the field. What are you doing? Plowing? Yep, he's plowing. So he's skipping school. And here you are skipping school to come on the radio. Yay. I'm causing trouble in this educational system of Western Oklahoma. All right, we're going to take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Get ready, Western Oklahoma. The Wild Plum Jam is back and louder than ever. Coming to Sarah on Saturday, July 19th. It's a Red Dirt Revival you won't want to miss. Live on stage, Cody Canada and the Departed. You ain't the only one. Stoney LaRue. It's Oklahoma Breakdown. You sure do got you crying. And Western Oklahoma's own Tyler Wilhelm. Yes, I'm proud of who I am. All jamming on Route 66 in Sayre. One night, one stage, and a whole lot of Red Dirt music magic under the Oklahoma sky. Lock in your spot now. Tickets will go fast. Get yours today at KECOFM.com. That's KECOFM.com. The 2025 Wild Plum Jam in Sayre, Oklahoma, powered by KECO 96.5 FM. Be there.
We have accountants that work there, so if you have accounting questions, we can always ask that. We have people that have been there for 35 years, and so they've been in banking a long time, so they can always answer questions. There's a lot of information that's available at First National that is not available at other banks. It's very convenient. We can do a lot of things same day. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
So there's a company out there that has a certain color. All the farmers and stuff think their oil has to be used in those certain color of tractors. And it's just not true. So here at Camrock, we have the same specification oil as the other brand, where people think that they have to use that for a certain color on their tractors and stuff like that. But we have the same oil specifications as they do. Works just as well, does the same thing, lubes it just the same. Price comparison is, it's not even a comparison. We have a better price than anybody around on that type of oil. I use it at our place. My son uses it for our colored tractors that we have, and a lot of other farmers use it too. It's the same oil, specifications are the same. It's kind of a myth where they think that it's got to be that certain type of oil for that color of tractor.
Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
We have a better price than anybody around on that type of oil.
Timber Oklahoma is your safe and reliable expert tree care service. At Timber, we provide professional tree trimming and removal with a focus on safety, quality, and clear communication. With over 10 years of experience and certified in the Electrical Hazards Awareness Program, our crews provide tree trimming and removal, storm damage cleanup, utility line clearance. Call Timber today at 580-732-3400 or see us online at www.timberokla.com or email us at customercare@timberokla.com.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized Livestock Nutrition Center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back. Here is your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update. I have slap out. Lacey Swope's favorite town in the Panhandle of Oklahoma. 75 degrees, dew point 32, humidity's 21. The winds are out of the west at 14 miles an hour, wind gust up to 21. 1.83 inches of rain in the last 10 days. We're ready for some more, too. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 75 degrees. Sunset at 8:40. 82 today, 53 tonight. Tomorrow, nice, sunny, 84 degrees west. The northwest winds tomorrow, 12 to 15, so not too shabby. Speaking of rainfall, let's check out the new current U.S. drought monitor that came out today. There's no drought going on in all of Oklahoma except for northwestern parts of Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Panhandle, and not a lot in the Texas Panhandle. So looking pretty good. Of course, we got some major drought going on along the Mexican-U.S. border. That looks like for the big part of it. Nebraska's starting to see some red show up on there, and it looks like Florida has got some pretty good drought going on. Other than that, doesn't look too shabby in Oklahoma, so hopefully we get some rain. According to some updates I was seeing this morning, we are looking at some severe weather maybe this weekend and first part of next week in western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle. So everybody keep an eye out on that. Okay, let's see here. Let's do a quick update on current markets. Let me update it. What a wonderful Sarah Meisner. Thanks for coming in today. What a well-spoken young lady. I might need to take some lessons from her, but no, she's very well spoken, and thanks again. She sold me that winning ticket, guys. First thing, see, 63 years old, I finally win something worth bragging about, and that should give a lot of you people hope, like me that's bought raffle tickets and never won anything. There's still hope for you even at 63 years old. And speaking of 63 years old, Kent Watkins, his birthday is today. His happy birthday was up down there at the Westland Theater down there at Merrifield Office Supply. He is 65 years old, officially on Medicare, Social Security, and he can stop getting his AARP letters in the mail today. Happy birthday, Mr. Watkins. All right, let's check out some current market view. Corn, July, 447, up 2.25. September's 424, down 3. Soybeans for July, 1048, down 29.75. August is 1045, down 29. Soybean meal, July, 295.40, up 350. Soybean oil, July, 49.32, down 3 cents. Hard red winter wheat, July, 525, up 2.75. September's 540, up 3. Cotton, July, 65.39, down 9. Oil out of West Texas, June, 61.61, down 154. Natural gas, June, $3.42, down 6. Looks like the Dow and the S&P and NASDAQ are all trading in the green, the black, whichever you want to call it. Live cattle, June, 211.40, down 255. August, 206. Even, down 337. Feeder cattle's for May, 295.40, down 417. August, 295.67, down 630. So I asked one of my old cattle buddies what was going on with the market, because the last 2 days the lives and the feeders have been down. He says, according to RFT TV this morning, they're saying it's because the funds have so much profit made in it, they're just collecting some of their profit. They're predicting it may go down about $10, but then it'll probably work its way right back up to where it is now, and because that's how they make money. But they're saying that it shouldn't affect the cash market. Last time it went down about $10-$12 here about a month ago or 3 weeks ago, it didn't affect the cash market at all. So with the small start of a heifer retention going on, and the what else going on, the deal down there, the screw worm deal going on down there in the Mexican border, shutting the border down, and then of course low numbers, cattle numbers in the U.S. So got all things going, working for us on the cattle market side. All right, let's go ahead and take another Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by Roger Mills County Farm Bureau, and we'll be back to finish the show up right after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Trade-ins aren't just for cars anymore. Now they're for tools. Bring in your old tools and save up to $250 on brand new Milwaukee tools this month at NAPA. Save $50 on tools like a half-inch drill driver kit. Save $100 on tools like a half-inch extension anvil control torque impact wrench with one key kit. And save $250 on the 1-inch D-handle extension anvil high torque impact wrench with one key. Bring in your old tools and pay less for brand new ones during the Milwaukee Trade-In event at NAPA in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton.
For a little while longer, we're going to pretend that you work here so you can get the employee discount. You don't have to clock in. You don't have to change anyone's oil. You don't have to sell anything or clean up or sign Shelby's birthday card for the office party tomorrow. But you get the employee discount on the cars, trucks, and SUVs we got. You pay what employees pay through June 2nd at Barbara Dyson Ford, online at barbaradysonford.net.
Offer excludes 2025 Expeditions and 2025 Super Duties.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-Perlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 12th. 956 head were sold, 5 head of steers at 413, brought 430. 12 at 642 brought 345, 3 at 667 brought 294, 4 at 763 brought 295, 10 at 765 brought 294, 7 at 886 brought 279.50, 23 at 1004 brought 266, 7 head of heifers at 424 brought 400, 4 at 478 brought 347.50, 10 at 499 brought 340, 9 at 637 brought 313, 64 at 791 brought 277.50, 14 at 811 brought 273.50, 15 at 911 brought 249, butcher cows were 119 to 161, butcher bulls brought 158 to 210.50, bred cows were 1950 to 2400, pairs brought 2650 to 2825, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. Consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Eric, Oklahoma. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. 74 degrees, dew point's 42, humidity's 32, the winds are calm. 1.57 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 72 degrees. Sunset at 8:35. It's becoming sunny, 82 today. Tonight, 55 for a low. Tomorrow, 87 again for a high with northwest to west winds, 7 to 12 miles an hour. Looks like a couple of pretty nice days on the books. Peanut planters are getting after it. Cotton planters are getting antsy. And then you got your boy. I hear rumors down there, and this source is Jimmy Rhodes. This is my source, that his brother Hootie and Uncle Shrimp are haying experts. What do you guys know down there in Ouachita County about these two guys? I mean, this, you got to look at my source, Jimmy Rhodes, but he was told that Hootie and Uncle Shrimp were some of the best hay baling people from the city he's ever seen in his life. So, anyway, I was paid to say that, so sorry about that. All right, let's see here. Let's check out what the market report was at the Beaver Stockyards. Tuesday was the Beaver County Stockyards, that is. 5,519 head were sold. Bred heifers, 10 of them, 838 average weight. 253.78 average price per hundredweight, $2,125.40 per head. Bulls, 35 head of bulls, average weight 1551, average price 172.10, $2,669.46. Let's see, they had a big boy in there, a black bull, one of Charlet. Charlet was number 5 on their list here, by the way, Mr. What's Your Name from Reed. 2,195 pound, brought $1.93. It was $4,236, but he got his money back. Bull calves, 109 of them, average weight 573, average price $339.56, $1,947.01 per head. Average cows, they had quite a few of those. Let's see, yeah, a lot of cows. Where are all these cows coming from? 332 head of cows, average weight 1188, average price 162.96, $1,936.03 was the price. Looks like top seller weighed 1050, brought 228.57, $2,400. Heifer calves, 183 of those, average weight 479, average price 363.75, $1,743.81 per head. Let's see here. What we got? Heifers, yearlings, quite a few of those. 1,262 head of heifer yearlings. Average weight 703. Average price, man, just a little bit shy of $3. $298.69. $2,099.37 per head. Average. Okay. Cattle pairs. 37 pair. Average weight 1,352. They brought $33.50 average per pair. Looks like top seller was $38.50. They all did about the same, pretty good. Steer calves, 210 of them, $4.99 average weight, average price $396.41, $1,976.79 for 500 pounders. Yearlings, big list here. Hang on, let me scroll all the way down to the bottom. Some big groups in there too. Steer yearlings, 3,309 head, average weight 880, average price $291.23, and $2,563 was the average price per head. Let me go to the top. My word. There was one load in there, 90 head, 1,090, $269, about $70 short of $3,000 per head. Pretty good for the sale barn guys. And 101 that weighed 1061, brought $279.85, just $30 short of $3,000 per head. So, man, just cattle market looking pretty good all over the state of Oklahoma. Pretty good stuff. All right, let's see here. Record highs, new program, market reports. Okay. I really don't have time, but we'll go ahead and you want to break the news? Oh, cool. Yeah, I'll break the news. It's true. I hope it's not fake. Bandy Silk was just confirmed by the Senate for the Oklahoma Water Resources Board. Congratulations, Bandy. Awesome. We got somebody representing us out here in Western Oklahoma now for groundwater irrigation. So water rights stuff. Cool. Very good deal. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed today. I enjoyed Sarah Meisner coming in here and talking to me on the show. I appreciate it. She's a really nice gal. And you guys get a chance, no matter what's going on, 4-H, FFA, if you get a chance and have some extra money, please donate some extra money to these kids. As you heard her in here a while ago, very well spoken. She wants to learn how to weld. She likes to shoot. And I think she's going to be our next big person in speech contest and judging contest is also in Oklahoma. I got a feeling. I don't know if it'll happen. So, you guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Acer in Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless you, everybody.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5.